Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome in to another edition of 15 Minutes Fan. Jeff Ward's back in the saddle again. A lot going on last night, as usual. NBA, NHL, MLB. We will start in the association as we had a big game last night. The San Antonio Spurs just trying to prolong their season as they were taking on a game Golden State team. This Warriors team just too good last night. 129-115 over the Spurs. 29 points for Kevin Durant, 36 for Steph Curry, and that was just too much for San Antonio to handle. Golden State had a 12-point lead at the end of the first period and just would not look back in this ballgame. 129-115, your final. The Golden State Warriors sweep the series. They have now swept the entire playoffs. No one in NBA history has ever started the playoffs 12-0 until last night. The only others to go 11-0 were the 1987 Lakers and the 2001 Lakers. That Kareem and Magic team in 87 that went on to win the championship. And then, of course, Shaq and Kobe back in 2001. Both of those teams started 11-0, but none had reached 12-0 until last night. So the Warriors move on. They have a little bit of a chance to recuperate, a little bit of chance to figure out who their opponent is going to be. We'll talk a little bit about the Eastern Conference coming up in just a little bit. Do have some Spurs news/not news. Asked yesterday, of course, Manu Ginobili still on the fence right now about retirement, not retirement. I think a lot of media has generated the buzz around, is he going to retire? I honestly don't think he will. I think Manu's got at least 1 year left in him, Manu Ginobili, that is. I think he has at least 1 year left in him and really led nothing on in the post-game press conference. Will have to decide a little bit, have to take a little bit of a break and just mull over some decisions. Still has, I think he still has a little bit left in him, but there are some players that want to go out while they are still 100%, want to go out, and I can't say on top, because obviously after a 4-0 sweep, it's not necessarily on top, but you want to go out when your body is still healthy. You want to go out when you are not completely torn apart. Manu Ginobili next season could, and I hate to say this, but you have to think about it. Guys can tear ACLs. They can do this, that, and the other and never play a second. I don't think that's the way Manu wants to go out. Still a lot to be decided in Manu Ginobili's mind. But again, the Spurs do get swept last night after the 129-115 victory for Golden State. So the Warriors have a little time to rest and then head into the NBA Finals. Still yet to be decided, their opponent, game four, tonight for the Cavs and the Celtics after a less than stellar ending, for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Celtics with that stunner at the end of the game on Sunday. They hope to carry some of that momentum into tonight's game. That one coming from Cleveland, Ohio. The Celtics and the Cavs, again, game four, with the Cavs leading that series 2-1. The Celtics need to get a victory tonight. they can't go down 3-1, and they especially can't go down 3-1 in Cleveland. That might spell the end of this Celtics team. So I think this is a big-time game for the Boston Celtics. 7:30 tonight, TNT is where you can find Boston and Cleveland. That coming from the queue in Cleveland, Ohio. Game last night in the NHL. This one was over early. Really no big-time surprise. However, they did pad the lead at the end. Nashville comes out and scores two goals in the first period, scores two goals early on in the first period, and they continue to roll, add four more in the third period, and get the 6-3 victory over the Anaheim Ducks. Finish off that series 4-2. They get the victory in game six and now move on. That was a big-time win for Nashville in the Western Conference Finals. They now are on to the Stanley Cup. Still yet to be decided, as in the NBA, yet to be decided their opponent. That could be summed up tonight, however. The Penguins taking on the Senators. You remember in game five of this series, the Penguins came out and absolutely dominated in game five. They take the game on Sunday 7-0. They have to hope some of that offense is left over. They have to believe that they did not have to hope, I should say, that they did not completely blow all of their offense in that game. But again, tonight, Penguins, Senators, NBC Sports Network at 7. The Pittsburgh Penguins leading that series 3-2. So the Senators facing a must win tonight if they are going to continue this series and hope to play in that Stanley Cup. So, again, your winner last night in the NHL, the Predators move on to the Western Conference Finals. They await the opponents, await their opponents, I should say, Penguins and Senators going on tonight, game six. If the Penguins get this victory, we have our matchup for the Stanley Cup. So, exciting things going on tonight in the NBA and NHL. A lot of great playoff action. All right, we will move on to, I don't know what's going on with the Royals, man. I don't know what is going on with the Royals. Look like they were in it. Came out with a two-run third inning. Thought it was going to be a big-time inning. Jorge Bonifacio leads that charge in the third inning. And you thought maybe once they get up 2-0, they had a shot in this game, especially with Jason Vargas on the mound. But the Bronx Bombers lived up to their name. Four runs, all coming on home runs. A solo shot by Brett Gardner in the third, coupled with a Didi Gregorius two-run shot in the fourth. It just was too much for the Royals in this game. Could not get the offense that they needed. And as we said, home runs, home runs, home runs. That is a park that is designed for home runs. And that is what the Yankees took advantage of. Gregorius, Chris Carter, and Brett Gardner all with dingers in this game. And again, it was just too much offense for New York. Kansas City, I should say, hopes to get game two. That tonight, 6 o'clock. Royals sending maybe the savior just trying to right this ship again is Danny Duffy. 3-3 with a 2.97 ERA. He was so good against the Yankees last time out. Struck out 10 batters and just gave up gave up 3 hits in his 7 innings. So good in that last game, but they can't string things together. And you know, I was thinking about this, and I try to draw parallels every once in a while just to make myself feel better. I draw parallels between a current situation and a situation for very teams that reached very good positions. Looking back at, and I know it rams down your throat, those two World Series turns, the Royals are terrible about leaving guys on base. We saw it last night. I didn't believe this until I saw it. I knew it was high, but I didn't know it was that high. They left six guys, not just on base. They left six guys at third base. Third base. That hurts. Nine overall left on base for the Royals in this game. Eight left on base in this game for the Royals. And you can't do that. You can't leave guys on third. We saw that happen in another game where a player was stranded on third and ended the game stranded on third. Jer still should have sent Alex Gordon. I'm sorry. He should have sent Alex Gordon. So the parallel I'm trying to draw, I'm sorry. I got a little sidetracked there. The parallel I'm trying to draw, right now the Royals are last in left on base. They are dead last. Well, in 2014, they were also dead last throughout the season. And look how that happened. Got to the World Series. In the next World Series, the series that they actually got to and actually won, 2015, they were second to last. So, not terrible. Not a terrible thought of, oh, we can't leave these guys on. Yes, you can't leave these guys on base. But if history tells us anything, maybe it's not terrible as long as you're getting some of them. As long as you're getting a lot of, and we're not seeing a lot of home runs out of this team. We're not seeing a lot of big time, you know, go at it. We do see an impressive jolt a little bit, though, in average. You look at Eric Hosmer, has bumped his average up almost 150, almost doubled his average in the last month, including a hit last night. A rough, actually not a good night for Haas last night. No, not a good night for any of the Royals hitters, but has bumped his average up. Now there are, he is the solo guy over 300, but there are four that are batting over 260. That's okay. That is going to get the job done for the most part. Jason Vargas falls in yesterday's game, six innings, four hits, three earned runs, but his ERA now 2.30, and that is after that disaster of a game he had in his last outing where he gave up six runs, doubled his ERA in that ball game. At one point, remember, it was hanging right around one. He doubled his ERA in that game. They got to figure some things out. It's early, and I really won't believe that they are out of it until they believe it, until they start selling players. Once the trades happen, then I will just kind of shrug my head at this team. You saw signs of it last year. I mean, it was obvious this team was headed for a downturn, and it was obvious that the 2 years there are a select few teams. There are four teams in Major League Baseball, four teams that can get to back-to-back World Series and it not be a lightning in a bottle. I've referred to it as lightning in a bottle. I think there are four teams in Major League Baseball that can get to a World Series back-to-back years and it not be a terrible fluke. And fluke maybe is the wrong word for it because I hate to do piss on what the Royals did, but there are only a select few teams that can get to the World Series twice. So while we have to, and I hate to, you know, say enjoy what they did, but this club is only a World Series team every 10 years, every 15 years, every 30 years. We just have to enjoy the ride, and the ride continues tonight. Now that I've just been a Debbie Downer all day, enjoy tonight's game. Duffy against Jordan Montgomery again. Duffy, excellent in his last outing, wasn't able to finish it off, but did have a great performance in his last outing, getting his first victory in that last outing, first victory since April 14th. So Duff has had a rough stretch of either losses or no decisions, most of those being no decisions, after really not getting the offense that he needed. But he hopes to change that tonight. 6:05 from the Bronx, game two of this series between the Royals and the Yankees. So again, games tonight in the NHL, the NBA, and of course the Kansas City Royals headed to the Bronx to take on the New York Yankees once again tonight, game two of that series. All right, that is all I have for today. Have a great day. We will see you back here tomorrow for the brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fans.